I'll talk about a few things that in book of Matthew and then also one time in John that Jesus says, come. He goes, come. And so the first time he talks about, according to Matthew, I didn't go through them all. The first time he says this, he goes, Matthew 4:9, he goes, come and follow me and I'll make you a fisher of men. I will make you become my disciple. So that is really the first calling we all get to have with Jesus, where he says, come and follow me. Come and follow him. And so that's why the whole reason Jesus came from heaven to earth is to call us and to follow him. And so if we can just come and follow him, then we'll have eternal life. Just like in John chapter 7:37, as Jesus says, come to me, I'm the way, the truth, and life. I'm the living water. He's talking about that I give you eternal life. And so that's the first for us to come to him, is to follow him. And so that's in Matthew 4:9. The second time, or the second mention I found, is Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, who needs rest. So first, we come to him for salvation. Second, he gives us rest from our burdens. So what do we do with our burdens? We give our burdens to Jesus. And when we come to him, he goes, I'll actually take your burdens if you're willing to give them to me. So he goes, if come to me and I'll give you rest. But you can't truly have rest unless you know Jesus. Because Jesus gives his children rest. But if I wasn't a follower of Christ, I would not know what true rest from heaviness would be like. Because with Jesus, he goes, my yoke is light and easy. And so many times, the world's out there trying to carry the yoke of sin. They're carrying the yoke of shame. They're carrying the yoke of bondage. And Jesus says, you come to me, I'll take that away from you. And you carry my yoke. And if you come to me, I will give you rest. You don't have to have the restlessness that you have now. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, you can still come to Jesus and have rest. And the thing about it, rest is actually one of the best things you can do for your body. You work hard, you rest. You work hard, you rest. God made our bodies to have downtime, to rest daily, to rest weekly. To give, even the soil has rest every 7 years. And so the thing about it, it's about, when we come to him, it's about resting in him. Third thing, Jesus is in Matthew chapter 14, verse 29, and Jesus calls to Peter, come. Well, Peter asked Jesus, can I come? And Jesus says, come and walk on water. Sometimes where he's saying come, it's not always easy. I've walked on water before, but it was frozen. It's usually there's 6 inches of ice or more. Because if there's about 4 inches or less, it gets a little dicey for this man. But if it's 6 inches or more, hey, I have no problem walking on water. But there's no water at this time. No ice at this time for Peter. And so he's in the boat, safe and secure, kind of, in the midst of everything going on. And he sees Jesus walking, and Jesus says, come, you can do this. Because sometimes he calls us to walk where it's not the most easiest, or sometimes it's kind of rough. And his calling, when he says, come, and it says, hey, it's not always, in our eyes, easy. You think about it, Peter left everybody else behind in the two boats. And he got out of that boat. And he started walking on that water. And all of a sudden he took his eyes off of Jesus. We usually get ourselves in trouble, start drowning or whatever, when we take our eyes off of Jesus. When we refocus, because if we stay focused on Jesus and keep following him, it doesn't matter what the storm looks like. You're going to get wet anyways. Enjoy it. Embrace what God, Jesus had. And so even if you're going down, Jesus is going to say, oh, I got you. He lifts you back up and puts you back. And so as Jesus has come, sometimes it's not the most exciting thing to do. It's so funny when somebody told me, wow, you were brave to go to Minneapolis. No, I just went because Jesus said, go. Same thing, come. And so I went. And then in Matthew 19:14, Jesus said to the children, come. So it doesn't matter what age you are. He's always calling us to come. And guess what? People will try to keep you from coming to Jesus. And closer and closer and closer. Because you think about it, the disciples had a, who knew, they knew Jesus. But they're like saying, he doesn't want to waste his time with little kids. You little snot, little brats, you leave Jesus alone. But Jesus says, I got time for them. Because my time I came, now I want them to come to me. Because he has something for them. He has something for us. And so the thing about it is that when Jesus says, come, he wants us to get up and go. He wants us to come closer to him. And there will be rest. There will be opportunities to extend our obedience and faith as we walk on water. There will be opportunity to come with a childlike faith and say, Jesus, I believe that you said come. And he said, come, and he will be with us. And then, in the Old Testament, I don't remember what prophet, but he goes, seek the Lord while he may be found. In other words, God's even saying, hey, come and find me. It's like playing hide and seek with a two-year-old. You know right where they're hiding. One, they're not hiding really that hard. And they don't want to be, they want you to find them as quickly as they can. Because if not, guess what they start saying? I'm over here. Or they'll start giggling. Or they'll start laughing. Or they'll start making a noise. Or they'll start saying, coming out from underneath the blanket or cover or whatever, saying, I'm over here, or behind the chair, I'm over here, and you see right where they're at. Same thing with God. He's saying, hey, I want to be easy to find if you're willing to look for me. If you're willing to wake up every morning and notice I'm there, you're going to find me. You're going to find me easily. Because the Lord is not hidden in a way that he's hard. Most people I know who are believers, the thing that kept them from finding Jesus wasn't God himself. It was all their own selves and what they were looking at. Because they'll try to figure out on their own, but when God is like, hey, I'm the one that created the heavens and the earth. I'm the one that protected you from all these. It could have been a lot worse. You think about it. Did everything bad happen? It just happened. It's because we live in a sinful, fallen nature. And the thing about it, God's saying, I'm still there. Seek me while I may be found. Because there's going to be a time with that verse means that he won't be able to be found. I'm thinking tonight might be a good night to seek him. We're here. It's snowing again. It's winter. It's January. It's going to be cold this weekend. You can stay bundled up inside. until Sunday, and then it's supposed to warm up to 5 degrees.
I feel like a heat wave.
Yeah, after Friday.
45 below.
And so, that's all I want to share tonight, is to encourage you to, when Jesus says, come to him.